So, do you remember this moment from the campaign?
In this country, justice can be won against the greatest odds. Hope can find its way back from the darkest of corners. And when we are told that we cannot bring about the change that we seek, we answer with one voice. Yes, we can.
That's Barack Obama's victory speech after winning the North Carolina primary on the 6th of May of this year. He's got to win it again to win this election. Polls are open all over America. This is America's exit poll here on The Takeaway, 877-8-MY-TAKE. If you're voting, if you're standing in line, if you've already voted, we want to hear the story of what it was like to participate in this American democracy. Joining us now are a couple of members of the 5th Estate, the 4th Estate, or the 3rd Estate. I don't know which it is at this point. Dan Malthrop, a host of WCPN Sound of ID. Is from Cleveland Public Radio's main public affairs program. Dan, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, John.
And Scott Finn is news director for West Virginia Public Broadcasting, and he's at the Stonewall Jackson Middle School in Charleston, West Virginia. Scott, thanks for being with us.
Hey, John.
Scott, let's begin with you. West Virginia looks fairly solidly for John McCain at this point, and Barack Obama said a few things about the coal industry that may be decisive. What are you thinking and what are you seeing?
Well, first of all, I'm seeing something I've never seen here before. I'm seeing long lines here at 6:30 a.m. in the morning of people who are afraid that if they didn't get here early enough, they wouldn't get to vote. And we had a record turnout in our early voting. Fully one of every six or seven expected voters has already put their ballots in West Virginia. So it's definitely, even though people have been saying that this race is wrapped up for McCain in West Virginia for a long time, you wouldn't know that from the energy you're getting from the Obama people and from the high turnout. So I wouldn't necessarily write this off yet. And that revelation, so-called revolution about Obama and the coal industry, depending on who you talk with, might not have been such a revelation. Essentially, both McCain and Obama say they have these cap-and-trade plans that would make it difficult to build new coal-fired power plants in America unless they did something about the carbon emissions. And that's pretty much what that interview back in January that came out over the weekend said. So I know a lot of people are trying to make a lot out of that. I'm not sure if it's going to stick here or not. We'll just have to wait and see.
What's it like there at Stonewall Jackson Middle School? What sort of a precinct is that?
It is a mixed race, mixed income precinct in the state's largest city of 50,000 people. And I'm seeing a real diversity of people here, not just, you know, black and white, but also a lot more younger people. I've lived in this neighborhood, John, for the last 10 years, and I'm used to seeing a mainly older white population coming out to vote here with some other people mixed in. But I saw in that line, you know, just about every sort of shade of America that you would expect. And so I do think it's going to be interesting to see what the turnout is.
Scott, is there a voter right next to you?
No, they're all inside.
They're all inside. Well, you're standing outside. We appreciate you taking time to join us here this morning. Dan Malthrop up in Cleveland, you're not exactly in coal country, but the sort of cliffhanger of West Virginia is not lost on the people of Ohio, I suspect.
No, not at all. In fact, we've had about 25% early voting in the state already. People have been standing in lines as long as 3 hours in Cleveland and Columbus and Cincinnati to cast an early vote. And the race is, you know, according to some polls, some of the most recent polls, Obama has a 6-point lead. In other polls, the latest Fox Rasmussen poll has him in a dead heat. So, you know, anything could happen here as well.
Zogby has Obama up by 6 points, and you're right, the Mason-Dixon poll has McCain up by 2. Anything under 3 at this point is a statistical dead heat. What do you think the balance is between the Cleveland area, the Columbus area, and the Cincinnati area, very different parts of the state of Ohio?
You're absolutely right. But what's even the bigger difference is the difference between those three cities and the rural parts of the state. If you go back to the 2004 county-by-county electoral map, you see these little tiny counties, these little tiny blue counties surrounded in it by seas of red. And it's all of those rural counties where Obama really needs to pick up some victories, and a lot has happened since 2004. I mean, 2004, Kerry really failed to connect with those voters. Since then, we had 2006 when Governor Strickland and Sherrod Brown, both working class type candidates who really appealed to working class voters, came out strong, and they've been stumping hard for Obama. So the county by county map, as the whole country's electoral map has been shifting, I think the county by county map here in Ohio is shifting as well.
Wow, Scott Finn, you sent us some pretty remarkable stories of some voting machine malfunctions early. Has that been sort of checked out? What's the status right now?
Yeah, it's been checked and rechecked and triple checked, and supposedly, all I know is that the complaints have been the last week pretty much disappeared. So if they did fix the machines, you know, we're not hearing the same level of complaints we did now. At one time, there had been up to 20 different people that had reported to just one newspaper that they had votes flipped on these electronic voting machines from a Democrat to a Republican, usually from Obama to John McCain. And now there's some speculation out in the tech world that this is a design flaw in these machines, that basically if you have a fat finger like I do, or if you...
Fat finger, that's the hanging chad of 2008, is the fat finger. Oh, great. That's terrific, Scott. Dan Malthrop, trouble? Any sense of trouble quickly?
You know, I think that's going to be the storyline of the day. Right now, I'm outside of a polling place in Shaker Heights. I've seen, I got here a little after 6, there were 40 people lined up. I've seen that number double in the last 20 minutes, at least 100 people. There was supposed to probably 30% early voting in this precinct over the last month, and there's already this level of turnout. There's going to be lines, and expect lawsuits. It will not be surprising if the polls don't actually close at 7:30, if there are lawsuits to keep them open.
Well, we'll be with you. We'll be with you from wall to wall. Dan Malthrop, host of WCPN Sound of Ideas Public Affairs Program in Cleveland, Ohio, and Scott Finn, news director for West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Thank you, Scott and Dan.
Thank you, John. Take care.
We've surely got trouble. Right here in River City.
Right here.
Remember the Maine, Plymouth Rock, and the Golden Rule. We got trouble. We're in terrible, terrible trouble. That game with the 15-numbered balls is the devil's tool.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.